What's one thing you wish people could do more to be more sustainable?
I would say be water wise. Water conservation and protection is critical, especially as our growing population puts increased demand on our nation's water sources. We face unprecedented weather events, whether that be flooding or drought. Farmers can make a difference through their on-farm practices, and individuals at home can make a difference, whether it be as simple as fixing a leaky faucet or properly disposing of household materials.
Well done. It takes all of us. This is Ag Bioscience. Welcome and thanks for joining. I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovis Indiana, and this is the podcast where we explore all things Ag Bioscience, the people, the products, and innovations across food, animal health, plant science, and ag tech. Sustainability is at the heart of modern ag bioscience, from the food we eat to practices in field. And innovation is accelerating as consumers, companies, and producers work to reduce environmental impact while retaining and improving yield. Today, we're joined by an expert in sustainability. She's a go-to expert who chairs CropLife International Stewardship Committee, serves on the Indiana Natural Resources Commission, and is a board member for the Nature Conservancy. She is incredible. Welcome, Advanced Agrilytics Sustainability Lead, Jane Stouts, to the podcast. Jane, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Mitch. I really am pleased to join you for today's podcast.
Oh, this is going to be fun, Jane. Your story is tremendous. I love it. You're a lawyer who worked in big companies. Now you're in a smaller company, an incredible young ag tech company, Advanced Agrilytics. Before we learn more about your work, let's learn about you. Where did you grow up and how did you get to where you are today?
Well, thanks. I grew up on a grain and livestock farm in Northeast Iowa, and that's where my work ethic, family values, and interest in agriculture really originated. My mother, who just celebrated her 90th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Mama.
She still lives on the farm and helps manage it. So, again, they really instilled those values in me. My mother and father both were conservationists, as I like to say, before it was cool. So they taught me that importance of stewardship and helping steward the land and water. They also emphasized the importance of getting an education. And my father did not graduate from high school, so he took over the family farm. And so that was important to him. So I went on to Iowa State University, where I majored in agriculture business. And then I went to work as an ag sales representative for what was then Ciba Geigy, now many people know it as Syngenta, in central Iowa. But I always had a passion for law, and so I returned to the University of Michigan, where I received my law degree, and that's what brought me here to Indianapolis. After graduation, I joined the environmental law group of what was then Baker & Daniels, now known as Fagry Drinker, here in Indianapolis. And during my work in the environmental area there, a few years later, at the start of the joint venture between Dow and Lilly, to form Dow Elanco, I was asked to go in-house as their environmental attorney. And that's what started my next 25-year-plus journey with Dow AgriSciences, now known as Corteva AgriScience. And that's where I had the opportunity to work through and manage global EH&S stewardship and sustainability for not only the company, but across the industry. So then, following retirement, the pandemic, and I got a phone call from our CEO at Advanced Agrilytics, Kay Kinker, who was a former Dow colleague of mine, and she said, Jane, I have this exciting opportunity for you to join a growth company here in Indianapolis. We need someone to lead our sustainability initiatives. Come work for Advanced Agrilytics. And I was familiar with Advanced Agrilytics and the work that they were doing and their approach to precision agriculture. And so it was an easy decision to go to work with really smart people that are passionate and true industry experts for a company that's really making an impact in helping farmers be more sustainable. And so that's how I'm here today.
I love it. It is an incredible story. And let's get in right to Advanced Agrilytics. What you and the team are doing is incredible, really uniting the power of science and tech, in-field agronomy and data science. And for those that don't know, maybe you could share a little bit more about Advanced Agrilytics, the solution and the problem you're solving for farmers.
Sure, Mitch. As precision technology has become more mainstream, our founders, I think you know Kessberg and Aaron Galt and John Fridgen, they identified several gaps in how the industry applied that information. Some of those gaps span from how the information was being collected and interpreted at the farm level to how that really translated into actionable insights that could really make a difference for the farm operations. So at Advanced Agrilytics, we combine that in-field agronomic expertise with some of the most advanced technology and data analytics behind it to provide that complete assessment of a farmer's field at the what we call sub-acre level. So we're getting down to very small areas within the field, which means our customers are getting the benefit of both the precision technology with the personalized support of an on-farm agronomist. And I would also mention, Mitch, that in addition to the agronomy services and the technology, research is also very important and core for Advanced Agrilytics. And our customers not only get the insights of some of the latest product offerings, whether that be corn varieties, equipment opportunities, new microbials, and how they'll perform in their fields, they also have that opportunity to participate in some of the trials themselves so they can see it on their farm right there through our Ag Ingenuity partners.
Oh, it is an incredible team. I had a chance to get to know Kay. Yeah. Kay serves on our board at Agrinovis, and I love how she describes the business. She's talked about as personalized medicine for farming, and I think that is so powerful. And let's move into sustainability, playing on that personalized medicine piece. You know, as you look at how important sustainability is to producers, let's talk about how data, how the insights are actually making that personalized medicine component a part of modern agriculture. So maybe if you could talk to us about how data is improving sustainability.
Thanks. I believe farmers are really working hard to steward their land and keep the soil healthy, not only for their current operations, but for their future family and future generations. And they know their actions can impact the environment. And so today, farmers have an unprecedented amount of data about their farm operations available to them. And in some cases, it can be overwhelming, quite frankly. Things like yield maps, weather conditions, soil fertility, topography, fuel use, variable seeding rates, and nutrient use, just to name a few. So this resulting knowledge can help farmers improve their crop production practices and on-farm sustainability. I can give you a couple examples.
Please, yeah.
So one of those is, let's take variable rate application, back to that personalized medicine, personalized prescription. This enables the application of the exact amount of the inputs, whether that be the seeding rate, how many corn seeds are planted, or how much fertilizer is applied to the exact locations within the field. So you can vary it if it's in poor soil, in higher organic matter areas, where the inputs are required, and only to those locations. So that really is that personalized medicine or personalized prescription for the farm. And then taking that a little bit further and more specific to optimized nutrient use efficiency, that matches the nutrient supply with the crop needs. So take a corn plant, what does it need to grow and produce that healthy ear of corn? And so that helps increase the profitability and decrease nutrient losses from the field, which in turn helps improve water quality and protect the environment. For example, in the industry, the average nitrogen use efficiency is about 1.2 units of nitrogen per bushel of corn. Whereas with improved data analytics and the agronomic expertise, Our customers across the 8 states that we operate in are averaging nitrogen use efficiency is less than 0.95 units per bushel of corn. Many of them are much lower, and what that means, it's decreased input cost, especially in these times where high input costs are there, especially around fertilizer, and less potential nitrogen loss, which can lead to harmful runoff. So these are just a couple examples of how farmers are utilizing that data and the analytics behind it to advance their sustainability practices.
And I love, Jane, I love this idea, sustainability being a two-sided coin. One, the environmental component of sustainability, but to your point, the economic sustainability of this, where in today's environment where we have record input costs and being able to not only improve environmental impact, reduce environmental impact, but actually be able to improve the bottom line of the operation. That is incredible. We're talking with Jane Stutz. She's sustainability lead at AgTech company Advanced Agrilytics. Jane, we have time for, let's do two more questions.
Okay.
Two more questions. Advanced Agrilytics, great growth story. We've talked about Kess and the team and what Kay is leading now. You know, I love this. From being founded in Northeast Indiana, really strong entrepreneurs. Now Kay is leading the company, former Dow exec. You worked with Kay back in the Corteva days, Dow Elanco, Dow AgroScience.
Yeah.
The company's just been on a growth rocket ship of late. You've talked about being in 8 states. As you and the team continue to scale the company, what excites you the most about the future?
To me, it's really exciting times. I would say that the opportunities really to make a difference for farmers, whether that be investing in climate smart technologies, in product research to help our customers, really what I call unlock that potential of every acre. We're also evaluating opportunities to support our customers and farmers in the carbon marketplace, which is continuing to evolve and really transform the agricultural sector. And so that's exciting. And then I look at our team itself. We're continuing this rapid growth, as you mentioned, and always looking for talent to join our team as well. So.
And it would be an appropriate plug here. So you can always go to the job board at agrinovasindiana.com. We can do that.
Right.
But I bet, I'm just guessing, you have a place that people can apply for jobs.
We can. And I would encourage them to check out our website at www.advancedagrilytics.com. And there's a variety of opportunities, not only in agronomy and crop science, but computer engineering, data analytics as well.
Perfect. Okay, last question, Jane. Crystal ball time.
Yeah.
What's next for Advanced Agrilytics?
I think really the opportunity to continue to advance from the data analytics and the prescription standpoint, as well as the integration of aerial imagery, use of drones, whether that be for precision crop management, whether that be disease or herbicide management, as well as remote sensing, all of those opportunities, and how do you build that into an effective farm management system that really does help the farmers really achieve their goals, return on investment, yield goals, as well as how to help steward their land.
It is incredible. Lots more to come from the team at Advanced Agrilytics. She is Jane Stutz, sustainability lead at ag tech company Advanced Agrilytics. Jane, it has been a real delight to have you here today. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. You can always get the latest ag bioscience news and insights from discussions like this by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. And while there, you can access our entire library of archived episodes. And as always, you can find out more online at agrinovasindiana.com. And on behalf of the entire Agrinovas team, I'm Mitch Frazier, thanking you for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.